Dude, I had the wildest fucking dream last night. Do you want to hear it? Okay, like, it's like I posted a nude like usual, right? I posted a nude on my account, you know. I didn't have that many followers. I posted a nude on it. It had like 90 followers on it. So like I was already in like the mindset like, you know, only like 10 people are going to like it. That's fine, you know. And I go to sleep, you know, and just peacefully I go back to sleep, just relax. Never crosses my mind until like I wake up the next fucking day. I'm completely naked in bed. Just wake up, roll over, check my phone, and then so many fucking notifications, right? It just be like so many fucking notifications, and I go check the photo. Photo is of me like just stroking my fucking dick in like in the public park or somewhere, and like, you know, it's got some like hypnotic captions that I put on it, just like just for fun. I just put like this sort of gif on top that's like, expose me to the world, show me to the world, you know, and just make it like pop out, you know, make it a bait caption, you know. And I don't think of anything of it, you know. I just think like, oh, I'm probably gonna get some guy to jerk off to it or something. Some guy will DM me like, nice gift, bro, or something like that. But no, it's like it's a complete fucking opposite of that. Like someone even say it's a worst case scenario, because like I was like, I was just like there, and then I checked like how many comments it had, right? Had like 3,000 comments, like 3,000 replies to it. And then it had fucking all the retweets, reblogs. It's fucking 250,000. Fucking 250,000 fucking reblogs of my nude that says fucking expose my fucking body to the fucking world. And then on the likes, like I look at the likes and it's just, it looks like fucking impossible. It has fucking 1 billion likes. It's the first fucking post to hit a billion likes on the fucking platform. Makes fucking local news. Makes fucking local news. And they just say like, wow, a local person masturbating in this park. And you know, and then they list the park. They list your name. They list your occupation, what you do. And then next thing you know, like, there's fucking people at your doorstep trying to interview you, asking you why you're naked, asking you why don't you stay naked, asking you if this was a fucking marketing stunt or something. And you know, while that's all happening, you're just getting just flashes of just photography, just cameras flashing at you, and just really taking more photos and sharing it online. Each one not as popular as the first one, but would get like a million likes in the fucking first 5 minutes of posting it. And you get so fucking aroused just thinking about it. And next thing you know, they're fucking snapping pictures of your boner. They're questioning whether you're doing this for like a sexual kink, or is this just, you know, like how your dick would act without clothes on. And they fucking debate that shit, and you're fucking debating that shit too. You know, and then your DMs are all full of guys that want to fuck or suck you. And a few guys that, you know, they are photographers. They want to make you just a nude model. They want you to model for them. They want you to model nude for them. So they're fucking begging you to work with them. You get people, you have fucking contracts and shit. Fucking people that want to sell lotion, they fucking come to you because you're fucking naked all the time. They fucking love the way that your skin looks. And they just want you to be their rep of fucking flawless fucking skin. Fucking just exposed skin. You fucking shoot a commercial and they just want you to like rub lotion all over your chest, all over your abdomen, all over your genitals, all over your ass, as you talk about how good the lotion feels. They just want you to do that. They want you to just really expose yourself as just a naked fucking masturbator. And then pretty soon that's your fucking brand. You're completely naked all the time. You know, you're going from gig to gig, naked on the bus, naked on a plane, naked on a helicopter, dick just flopping around. Because it's all because you posted that one image, that fucking one image that you posted fucking changed your life forever. Fucking changed it for the fucking best case scenario. And then because you break the fucking stigma, the next thing you know, you got fucking copycats. Just more and more men who get to be fucking naked for a living. They just get to be naked all the time and just really treated fucking better than everyone. They just get treat as a better sort of person, even though you know deep down that you're so humiliated having to stay naked all the time to maintain this lifestyle. You're so humiliated all the time just having people snap pictures of you, not even caring about your privacy, just trying to take pictures of your privates all the time. And, you know, your existence, you know, you start doing porn too, except, you know, you're not doing any sex or anything. Just for a porn studio, you sign with a porn studio. They call it porn paparazzi. They just walk around taking photos of you as you go about your daily life. You know, guys jerk off to it, completely fucking aware that this is just how you live your life as the world's most naked man. You see your slightly pale, more tanned ass later down the years in the Guinness World Record books and the Wax Museum. It's the world's most naked man. You see photos framed of you as the world's most naked masturbator. Because somewhere down the line, you don't know when, you just couldn't resist touching it. You started masturbating in public since everything felt more and more okay with sharing this in the public eye. You just become a masturbation spokesperson, talking about the importance of freely and openly masturbating, no matter where or when you go, anywhere. And so suddenly, you know, second rebrand of your career, you're just a fucking masturbating spokesperson. You know, you got security guards around you all the time, so you can just openly masturbate safely. No one will ever fucking touch you, stop you, or harm you. And you're just fucking just openly masturbating, sit on the park bench and fucking openly masturbate. You redo the fucking photo shoot, fucking height of your popularity. It's gonna be just the fucking resurgence of who you were when you took that first photo that got a billion likes. And then now you have fucking double that popularity. You take a photo a year later in the same spot, same positions. Except that this time you're really fucking masturbating. You're really fucking just touching yourself everywhere during this photo shoot. And then next thing you know, you got 2 billion likes. You're fucking even more popular than ever. There's the fucking deals just come in. They just keep on coming in. And you just keep fucking masturbating. Because now you're so fucking popular that you're getting paid fucking hundreds of dollars for every stroke you do. And you're gonna fucking just keep masturbating, fucking just spending your money just being a nice little fucking masturbator. And somewhere along the line, you don't even know, but you're passed up in popularity. You don't do anything different. Someone just is more naked than you, is more open than you, and you just fade in the background slowly, you know. Less and less people pay attention to you as you walk around naked. No one tries to stop you anymore, and you can't fucking afford bodyguards anymore. You're just not that popular anymore. You took another annual photo of that. No one fucking cares. No one's fucking reblogging your fucking naked ass. No one wants to fucking see your naked ass. Suddenly you don't know what happened, but overnight, no one wants to fucking see how fucking naked you are. And so you start copying the latest trends, and people don't really care. Shove vegetables up your ass in public. No one gives a shit. No one even looks at you. No one reblogged your photo. You know, next thing you know, you're fucking fleshlights in public. No one cares. No one pays attention to you. You're not famous anymore. You're just some little masturbator, just like all the other ones running around. Now no one knows who you are. You spent all that time just building up your reputation of being a really good masturbator. And you just keep masturbating all the time that you don't even notice that your money's slowly going away. That you've been unemployed from being the chronic masturbator spokesperson for years, decades. Now you have nothing to show for it. No one's willing to hire you because you refuse to put on clothes at this point. Because you're just so used to not wearing clothes that you can't get a fucking real job. You had all that time to save up. You had all that time to save up all your chronic masturbation money. But instead you just spent all that time masturbating, didn't put it in savings. Just kept buying more and more sex toys. Next thing you knew, you're back at living in the fucking apartment. It's a fucking small house life. Still chronically masturbating. Still refusing to wear your clothes. Just living off your savings for the rest of your life. Spending the rest of your days just going around, flashing people, trying to get a reaction, but they don't care. All they say is, "Cool, man." And they just keep walking by. Spending your time at fucking gay bars completely naked. Just trying to bend over in front of strangers, in front of people who want to see assholes, but just not yours. They'll just say, "Cool, man, that's a nice ass, I guess." And they just go about their day. You just spend the rest of your days as a naked man among all these clothed men seeking to get their approval.